proud of my team. I'm proud to be associated with those men. I thought that they did everything that we asked them to do and succeeded. And if we could have played a little more defense in the back end of that, we win the game. So I can't imagine that that there was anything that I could have done differently that would have allowed them to win. They fought their heart out. So the total offense, 569. Texas was 638. It's too much. Passing yards, 310 for the KU Jayhawks. And 2 for 2 on fourth downs, which was great. Had to hit them. First downs, 27. So we moved the ball. Total plays, 86 for the Jayhawks and 85 for Texas. The team that had the lead in the turnover margin in our conference was Texas. We beat them. We had two takeaways. And Carter Stanley was 27 of 47 for 310, four touchdowns, 65 yards rushing. Could not have been prouder of a guy that's getting pressured and whacked and gets up, kind of dusts it off, and goes right back to fighting. Puka, 25 carries for 190 yards and two touchdowns. I got to tell you something. I'm proud of him. We go for it on fourth down on the two-point play. Could easily have ended right there. So, any questions?
Coach, your team battled until the very last snap. Explain the effort that your guys gave you until there were zeros on the clock.
They did everything we asked them to do. They were all out in those things. They didn't shuffle, or they didn't go slow. They rushed to play. They played hard. They gave everything that they had. I told them, proud. I'm very proud to be associated with them. So.
Can you share the sentiments and the handshake between you and Coach Herman?
Yeah, I'm sure. That's true.
Second time this season that your team has put up more than 500 yards of offense. Is this what you expected with Coach Dierman now as your OC?
Yeah. We have really good coaches. I got guys that are fighting like hell to be a part of what we're doing here. And Dierman is one of them. There's just a bunch of real quality people in the backdrop of that program that's just doing a great job for us. So, you think that the people that leave the stadium will know Kansas? I think they'll know that phrase, Kansas. It seems a little bit more now to me, Kansas.
I mean, not just in the stadium, in the conference.
In the country, Kansas. Yeah.
Can we talk about fourth downs? Texas came in leading the conference in fourth down conversions. Your defense stepped up.
They killed it. They blew it up.
And then you guys convert on fourth downs when you needed to.
Yeah. We're going to be a good football team. I'm just telling you, you know, there's going to be games of significance. This was a game of significance. I'd love to have won it. But we're going to have opportunities to win games that are significant. And we're going to play hard. This is a team that has the want and fire to finish first, to win. So, yeah. I'm so proud of him, can't tell you.
Liam hits a career-long in field goal, and your team did a wonderful job in pinning them deep to start their drives. But can you assess the missed opportunities on special teams?
Yeah, we can't have block kicks. That's a rookie coach. It's a rookie coach. You don't have block kicks. So, yeah. There's some things. I'm not saying we're perfect. I am saying, and I'm proud of a competitive team that will fight like hell to the last minute. I can tell you that.
It seems like we ask you every week that Gavin Potter didn't play the first two games.
Boy, he's playing pretty good now. See, I kind of told you that. I said, hey, listen, he's a young guy. He's gonna come. And Gavin Potter is going to play a lot of football. He's good. Big running Jesse. So.
What kind of motor does he have?
A high motor, high octane. So.
Can we talk about the two turnovers that your team forced in the fourth quarter?
Oh.
Najee comes up with an interception, and then Mike pops the ball loose. Yeah. And Bryce fights for his life.
He was like an animal that was locked in combat down in there to get the ball. Did just a great job. Great job. If we had not had two simple, field goal and one pointer, if we had just not had those, we'd have had just what we needed. So,
how about Tecolbe? The first catch goes for a touchdown. His first touchdown.
TK? Yeah, TK. TK is a tough kid, hard working, he's come a long way.
Do you have anything?